You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I've been sucked into Carol's resume. I'm sorry. Carol, we've got Carol Pepper, Pepper International. Carol's been named one of the 50 most influential women in private wealth. She's the CEO, founder of Pepper International, LLC, a family office and consulting firm located in New York City. Carol acts as the external chief investment officer for ultra high net worth, multi-generational families around the globe and acts as a consultant to build family offices globally. I'm so excited, I can't talk. Pepper International works with families on business succession, direct investments, co-investment deals, global real estate, and venture capital. There's a lot more, but I want to talk to Carol. Carol, are you there?
I'm here, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. I've got a bunch of emails. Everybody on my list wants to meet you. So after this, we're going to have to figure out how to get that done. But for now, welcome to the show, Carol. I've been waiting a long time for this.
Thanks, Jim. It's such a pleasure to be on your show. I love your energy and your attitude and all this fabulous information you're bringing to all of your listeners.
It's my pleasure. But today, Carol, like I say, it's all about you. And I want to talk about the seven pearls of financial wisdom, you know, your guide to a woman enjoying wealth and power, because I got to tell you, Carol, the words women, wealth, and power aren't usually written in the same sentence, and that's unfortunate, and it's changing. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, I wrote this book with my co-author, Camilla Webster, who's a journalist who worked at Forbes at the time, and she interviewed me on a Forbes business television show. And we realized that at that point in time, in 2012, when we wrote the book, we're getting ready to write the book, we realized that women were really increasingly out-earning their husbands. They were becoming the majority breadwinners in the country. They were becoming financial providers to their family, but they really didn't feel empowered. They felt very intimidated by money, no matter how successful they were, and that there really wasn't a lot of good information out there that looked at money from a woman's perspective. And so we got together and we interviewed over 60 financial experts, including Warren Buffett's sister, Doris Buffett, who talks to us about philanthropy, Shemi Alcott, who is an Olympic athlete, Lauren Bush Lauren, who is making a huge difference with her charity efforts, and lots of other phenomenal financial experts to help women understand how to not only have a relationship with their money, but also to actually enjoy the wealth and power that they have today, because women are just not connecting to their money.
So wait a minute now. I'm a guy, and I understand how to do money and things like that, but women don't have the same kind of training or focus, or do they just need a little bit of help over the edge?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, women think about money very differently. For example, when a money manager is going over a portfolio proposal with a guy, he'll say, well, what's the return going to be, and how much money am I going to make, and what's the risk I'm taking? How does it compare to other investments I could be making? So he's very focused on that portfolio as a standalone investment. A woman, on the other hand, will say, well, how will this money affect our family? How will this affect our retirement in 20 years? Where does this fit into our bigger picture? So women take a very different approach. They ask a lot of holistic questions, and they always think about their family. How does this money relate to our family, and what is this going to do for us? Women also don't tend to have the technical language of money. So if you start using words like standard deviation and Sharpe ratio, most women freeze up. They don't know what those words mean. Guys may not know what they mean, but they're not going to admit it.
Well, I sort of do. I was blowing the cover on the guys doing the political analysis of the polls. Those guys were just out. Well, I guess we all know now they were out of touch, but that's a different topic. So Carol, let me ask you this. You've got the women, they're needing to have some help. What are some of the challenges that they're facing as they navigate the new financial landscape? Give me some more of those challenges. You were rolling and I stopped you, and that's my bad.
No, absolutely. Well, as I said, we wrote this in order of Seven Pearls.
Right.
And the Seven Pearls talk about the seven areas where money touches a woman's life, because it's multi-layered and a little bit multidimensional, and that's why we talked about the Seven Pearls of Financial Wisdom. So the first place that money affects women in their lives is building their own wealth.
Okay.
Because today, over 90% of women at some point will be responsible for the family finances, because unfortunately, often husbands die about 10 years before their wives do. And you may have heard of this multi-trillion dollar transfer of money to the next generation from the baby boomers, but the truth of the matter is that money is first going to transfer to mom from dad.
Right.
And mom is going to be responsible for that money for about 10 years before it's her turn to meet her maker, and then the money will go to the kids. So women, whether they like it or not, are going to be responsible for the family finances, and they need to understand their wealth.
Carol, how do people feel when you say that, when you discuss mortality? That must be very tough to bring up with people.
Well, it's tough, but the most loving thing a man can do for his family is to make sure his wife understands their financial situation. Because often what will happen very sadly is a man will have an unexpected heart attack or an unexpected stroke, and mom is left with absolutely no information, including not even having the passwords to get into the accounts. So if you really love your family, guys, teach your wife about what the family finances are so that she can stand in your stead and continue your good work if you're not able to do so.
Sounds like the definition of love.
Exactly. It really is. It's being unselfish and being willing to share the power in the family around money, because men like to feel like they're providing for their family. And one of the best ways they can provide is to make sure that somebody can stand in their stead who cares about their family as much as they do, and that is their wife.
Now, we talk a lot about family offices. How is somebody going to know that they should have a family office to manage their affairs? Because I know you specialize in advising families on that stuff.
I do. Well, typically, families that have had operating companies, they've built up wealth over the years. Suddenly, that operating business starts generating a lot of cash, if they're lucky. And they're so busy running the company, they don't actually have time to do all the other things that come with being a wealthy person. Or they sell their business. I had a family that worked very, very hard for 40 years and sold a phenomenal business to a private equity firm and suddenly had a boatload of money. And they realized they'd never had this kind of money in their lives. And they really didn't know how to be that rich. They didn't know all the things that went into making sure they properly paid their taxes and that the money was allocated properly. They had the right estate planning. They had the right philanthropy, and that they could prepare their kids to handle this kind of money. So typically when people have $20 million, $30 million above and beyond their operating company, that's the time when they really start looking into setting up a family office. And a family office simply means a central location for and coordination of all the experts that take care of your wealth. So that includes the money managers, tax advisors, estate planners, philanthropic advisors, people preparing the children to inherit the wealth, actual real estate advisors, anybody touching some financial aspect of the family's money. There's just a lot of experts to be coordinated. And if the family members don't feel like doing all that work, there are special professionals today who that is their life's work. So before I started my firm, Pepper International, I worked for the Rockefeller Family Office, where I managed over $1 billion. And they had over 200 employees taking care of their family in different aspects of their wealth management.
Wow, Carol. Well, you've been in the business. You know what to do. And it sounds to me like it's time for me to take a break to catch my breath, because what you're talking about is phenomenal. I really do want to focus after the break again more on some of your pearls and ladies and how we can do money and power stuff like that. So if you'll bear with me, I'm going to ask Wanda to take us to a break, and then we're going to come back with more great information that people can use right away to make their life better. Carol, you're amazing. Will you stick with me for another segment?
Happy to do so, Jim. Can't wait.
Thank you so much. Wanda, take it away, but bring us back fast.